grand now.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
And now here he is, the big romantic fella that he is, the pride of Cavan. Cavan's greatest asset, Mr. Nevin Maguire. Thank you. That was just me building you up.
I love that, Marty.
It was just me building you up, you know, giving you a drink like you'd walked into the room.
I'm kind of very touched. You're very kind.
Anyway, listen, how are we?
You bought me a box of roses. You're right.
Well, that's because I love you. So listen, what have we got today, as if I didn't have some inkling?
We're thinking of Valentine's.
Yes, sir.
And if you're cooking or if you're cooking for your loved one.
Yes.
Whatever like that. We're going to do a lovely steak with a roasted peppercorn sauce.
Oh, yes.
Classic.
Yes,
classic.
Yes.
Probably one of the first recipes that I learned to do with my mother.
Was it?
Yeah.
And why would that have been?
Well, because, I mean, like, steak was always very, very popular in the restaurant.
Yes.
And she used to do steak Diane and peppered sauce, and she used to do a lovely one with some port and blue cheese and some celery. That was really different. Like, that's over 25 years.
When you
think about it. So she, like, steak is always so popular, and I just think people, we'll give them a couple of tips how to cook the perfect steak.
Okay, now what sort of steak are we using?
Okay, so we're using strip loin. I know you're a fillet man.
Yes.
Fillet is what we serve in the restaurant, and it's one of the most delicious, beautiful, soft, tender, gorgeous cuts of steak. I suppose when you're buying your steak, make sure it's Board Beer quality, sure that we're buying Irish beef,
mm-hmm.
because we have the best beef in the world.
There's no doubt.
And we need to be supporting the farmers.
Clearly.
And then I was going to do a nice chocolate dessert, a little cappuccino cream chocolate cake.
Oh,
how does that tickle your fancy for Valentine's?
My fancy is tickled. So talk to me about the steak anyway. What are you going to do?
Okay, so we're going to talk about making the sauce, and then we're going to talk about cooking the steak. So few tips. So we're using the strip loin. Okay, the strip loin is a lovely kind of like a really nice cut to use. There's a little bit of marbling, full of flavour. And if you get that kind of like a steak that is dry, is kind of like matured for 28, 30 days, it's perfect. From your local butcher or wherever you get your meat.
Okay.
It's all about being consistent, isn't it?
Yeah, that really is it.
So bring it to room temperatures. That means take it out of the fridge 20 minutes before you cook it. That's really important. And then what you do is you rub the steak with some oil.
Why do we do that?
Good question. See, meat, when it comes out of the fridge, it's kind of like, imagine you come out of the fridge and you're left there overnight. You're firm, you're stiff. So you want to relax
firm.
The meat.
I would, yeah.
You like to relax the meat.
Right.
And that's really important because you're going to get a more succulent piece of steak. So sourcing the really, really good quality meat is so important. And again, you can do this for ribeye, which I really like. It's a quite lovely marble and a fat. I'm using the strip loin, but I know, as I say, your favourite is the fillet. So this will work for everything. So you take it out to relax the meat. You're going to get it more succulent and you're going to get it more juicy. Trust me on that. So about 20 minutes is perfect. And then you put some salt and black pepper on it, on the outside of it, and a little bit of oil.
Right.
And then in a good hot pan, you sear off the steak. So searing means the pan's got to be smoking. You're going to cook it for nice and kind of, say, medium rare, say about maybe 3 to 4 minutes either side. The key into this is putting butter in. You know me and the butter.
Yeah.
Which will give the most amazing flavour.
Right.
A couple of whole cloves of garlic, which is good. Don't even peel them.
Really?
Yeah. Just smash them up, 2 or 3. A little sprig of thyme or rosemary. Thyme, I think, is nicer. And that goes all into the pan. And then what you do when your steak is cooking away, on a good high heat now, and if it's cooking too fast, reduce the heat a little bit, then what you do is you spoon on the juices. That's what we call basting. So why do we baste the steak? We baste it to keep it moist and succulent. That's really, really important. So you flip over the steak, okay? Cook it about 3 to 4 minutes either side until it's nice and pink. Now, I mean, I think the Irish palate has changed. In my years of cooking, it used to be all well done. Not anymore.
Oh, it was, yeah.
Definitely not.
Yeah. You could fling it at a wall. You could break into a bank with some of them. People be flinging them out windows. Isn't it true?
I definitely think they've moved. You see, for your listeners, if you like a steak well done, move on to medium well, and then you'll move on to medium, and you will go the journey with it. I'll tell you that. I like my steak medium rare.
You do. Yeah. I know you do. I know. I know from experience, if I go to a restaurant and ask for, back in the day, medium to well, like, you know, the chef is in there going, what? Because the chef isn't happy about that, because the chef thinks, and obviously correctly, that it should be less cooked than that.
Yeah, and I'm a big believer, the customer gets what they want.
Of course.
In France, if you ask for a well-done steak, they might run you out.
They would, yeah.
For me, the customer are paying for it. So if they want a well-done steak, we might try and say, would you like it medium well? There'll be no blood, but it'll be juicier.
Well, you see, I think that might sound delicate to some ears, but I think the phrase, no blood, is actually a very good indicator of what you want.
I agree.
Because I wouldn't want that.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely.
Anyway, sorry, Carl.
No, you're good. So we've cooked your steak, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the most important thing is to let it rest. So what resting means is, if you go to cut into we're going to talk about the sauce now in a minute. If you cut into it straight away, all the juices are going to run out. So let it rest for about 3 to 4 minutes. Cover it in tin foil so it doesn't go cold. In the same pan that you've cooked all that lovely steak, remove the garlic, remove the thyme, and then put in a lovely shallot. So we're going to make a lovely pepper sauce.
Okay.
So we're using some cracked black pepper into this. We're going to flambé this with some nice whiskey. You'd love this. Look at his lips. Fine. Have a wee drink yourself.
Very fine.
Just to keep yourself hydrated.
That's right. For the heat in the winter.
And then what you do is you flambé off and stand back from the pan. You flambé off the whiskey, the alcohol. You cooked it out. And then you add in some beef stock. You add in some cream. And into this, then we have a little bit of Dijon mustard. So my mother used to put it in and sometimes she didn't. So she had a couple of different variations of this. Not everyone likes mustard. Not everyone likes it.
Yeah.
So I like it in this, to be truthful with you. And then my mother used to get, you know, the green peppercorns that are in the brine?
I do.
Yeah, and she used to put in a teaspoonful of them. And I remember years ago her telling me a story about two local men in Black Lion who came in for steaks and they spat all the green peppercorns out. They're underneath the table when they left, I swear to God. So it was a required, this is over 25 years ago,
yeah.
So it was a required taste. So you're going to get another hit from the peppercorns. So let's talk about that. It's on the steak, the ground black peppercorns is in the sauce, and then you have the green peppercorns.
And the mustard. Think, so it's all.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And you might think that's a bit too much. So with that, I'm just recommending a little bit of mashed potato and some steamed broccoli. Just keep it simple. Or
lovely,
some midgets.
Lovely. It's funny, I love mashed potato with a steak.
So do I.
I don't know what that, it's obviously comfort food, I suppose, is it?
And I mean, you know our twins, Connor and Lucia, like, they like their steaks, like, Connor asked for medium rare now.
Go off.
I swear to God.
Well, he's hanging around with you. I blame the parents.
He's hanging around with me.
I blame his parents.
Do you know?
I do, yeah.
But isn't it great to see that?
It is, yeah. Yeah. But I mean, he'd be, with all due respect, your two children would have a wealth of opportunities in terms of food where they are. Should they surround them?
Yes.
I wonder will they go into the business in time.
I hope so.
Do you think so?
But you never force them.
No. But then, by the same token, you're the one who took on the mantle
of
McNeans.
Yeah.
Whereas others didn't.
Well, that's true. There was nine of my family, and I was the only one to continue it on.
Isn't that interesting?
But for me, the greatest gift is to teach your children to cook.
Oh, I agree.
To enjoy food.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Of course.
You know, I think that's really important.
And also to make them, as you do, I know, because you're very health conscious. That'll be another book. the idea that that it's about how they get on and what you know what I mean? That's, that they eat the right things.
That's exactly.
I'm sure you don't deny them crisps and I want them either.
Ah, all of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've seen the empty packets in there.
Oh, did you?
Say nothing. Now, talk to me about this chocolate dessert.
So this is a cappuccino kind of cream chocolate cake.
You've got everything going on here.
You've got, you really have, and you've got a lovely, we're using a Cool Swan liqueur, which is a...
Cool Swan?
We joke about this, we call it Cavan Holy Water, but it's a cream liqueur made in Ballybor in Cavan. It's been an hour and a half for me, and it's fantastic.
You've timed it.
I know. It is. It's the far end of the county. So I'm using a bought chocolate loaf, kind of chocolate cake, just to save time on this. And you can get some lovely quality ones.
Sure.
So, shop bought or homemade, I've said that in the recipe. But we'll talk about the kind of cream kind of cheese.
Yeah.
So we're going to do this kind of like in a cheesecake tin, I think is the easiest. So mascarpone cheese, which is a lovely kind of creamy Italian cheese, used for tiramisu, which you know.
Correct, I love to,
you're right. And we're going to sweeten that then with some icing sugar. So you beat the two of them together.
Right.
Vanilla pod or vanilla extract. Extract is better than essence. So I'm using the vanilla pod in this. And then what we
do is... It's more of a direct hit.
I think so. And it's more natural, truthful. So, Marty, into this then we're going to put in some lovely cream, whipped cream into that. So you're kind of making a mousse, but there's no gelatin into it. So you mix all that together. It's a very, very simple dessert. And then what you do then, so you get your kind of like cheesecake tin, you slice your little chocolate cake, and then you make up some freshly brewed coffee, which you'll add in the cream liqueur, Cool Swan I'm using, and then you drizzle that over, and then you put the layer of mascarpone cheese, which you've sweetened with ice and sugar, and you put vanilla into it. So it's a lovely kind of vanilla sweet mascarpone. So another layer of that, and then another layer of the chocolate. And what you're going to do with the chocolate, Marty, you've got to brush on that lovely coffee syrup, because that's where you're getting the cappuccino effect.
The cappuccino,
with that lovely cream liqueur.
Yeah.
And then what you do is then another layer. So it's three layers of the mascarpone, three layers of the bought chocolate cake.
Yes.
And then what you do then at the top, the last layer is the mascarpone with some cocoa powder, good quality cocoa powder on top. So this has to be made ahead. It's better probably made the night before, to be truthful with you. And like you do it like in a kind of like a Pyrex dish, something like that. It's kind of nicer in the round tin. You can cut a slice, you know, like a gat or like a piece of cheesecake, because it will set. It will set over night, so it will.
Where's the coffee situation?
So the coffee is in the syrup, so you brush that over the sponge. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's going to give lovely flavour and keep the sponge really moist.
Yeah.
Now you could use the sponge fingers. You know the wee sponge fingers is the useful tiramisu, which is fine, but I think the chocolate, it's better.
I think the chocolate,
you're getting a nice kick from the chocolate. As you say, you're getting your lovely coffee flavour, that's the cappuccino effect, and then the cool swan liqueur.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, if anybody's listening to this, if they served steak with roasted peppercorn sauce and cappuccino cream chocolate cake, if they're single, they'd be engaged at the end of this, wouldn't you?
Oh, for sure.
That's a meal. What do you think, Ian? Will you go for that?
Oh, he's licking his lips.
Drooling.
You see, the whole thing is, I suppose, making this ahead, focusing on your steak, and then, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
you
don't want to be stressed out cooking too much.
But it's a gorgeous combination.
I think it's super.
Oh,
it really
it's
delicious
super.
And tasty and light at the same time.
Now, I remember a song you had at your wedding. You had the Proclaimers. Which is hardly the height of romance, but on the day we all laughed. But it's your Imelda song. It's your
you
song.
You have some. You're some man.
What is walk 1,000 miles?
Would
walk 100 miles.
Yeah, that's it.
What do we play? There's a great song called "Just for You" by Alan Price.
Wow,
it's a lovely, lovely romantic song. Will we play that?
I love it.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. And you have a lovely romantic Valentine's weekend.
The Proclaimers. It was great.
Your steak and spuds.
I will, yes. Thanks a million. Safe home. Just a reminder.
Yeah.
These recipes, Party in the Morning, RTÉ Lyric FM, they're all there. Not just the ingredients, but also the how-to. And that's the important thing.
Exactly.
Because you can have all the ingredients in the world if you don't know what to do.
You're right.
But it's all there. Anyway, that's great. You could do a romantic, but actually, you could do a romantic book, couldn't you? You could do a romantic book. Just romantic recipes, you know, for people who are getting married. People getting engaged, people going out for the first time, people divorcing. You could have a divorce. Make something horrible. It's a good idea, isn't it?
Oh,
I'm just sharing it with you. Anyway, there it is. Happy Valentine's.
You too, Mark.
You and Imelda and the lovely children.
You're a great man.
And I do what I can. Here's just for you now, Mr. Alan
Thank
Price.
You.
Not at all. Just for you.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.